day, she'ingli avoim so. So that's why I mentioned that example. At first I mentioned the example, there was a wall and then he constructed a nekev kishveres aneit, and al-pidin became uref. But then I reminded myself, then we don't have to resort to the tam shel nikal yin shem su, because we learned already that in order to pass the mikveh on account of gimul lugin maim shuvin, so there has to be actually of, not legally of, constructed of. In other words, they have to overflow to each other. But if you have shveres aneit, but it's not sofal gabov, it's not sofal gabov, so that's considered deal of likule, in order to be machshir the two mikvois, each one of which has only 20 so. But it's not considered deal of in order to pass an account of shleisha lugin. In order to pass an account of shleisha lugin, so dini ruv is not enough. It has to be actually mu'ef. What is actually mu'ef? With sofal gabov. That's what we learned. So mele. So at first I mentioned the case where there was war between the two mikvois of 20 so each, and then he constructed in nekeshveras an eight. So I remind myself, in such a case, why does the Mishnah have to resort to the Talmud shelichal leim shemsu? Without that, because since there is a war, but only it's a dinyov, so dinyov is enough to be mashlim the mikveh in the mikveh memso, but it's not enough to pass the mikveh an account of gimulugin unless there is actually, and actually means of algabov. So in other words, so the better example would be if we apply the Mishnah to the case, well, originally there was wall between, then he took away the wall, and the water from this mikveh started to overflow and the other mikveh, and vice versa. So then it's actually of. It's still kosher. Why is it still kosher? But still, since there is actually of, so together there is a total quantity of gimulugin, maim shuvin. The answer is true, there is. But the moment there is a total quantity of gimulugin, maim shuvin, there is also a total quantity of memso. And so it's basachas. So mele, it cannot pass. There's the pshat. But suppose you have a mikveh that doesn't have aboimso, and then shleisha lugin fell into it. Let's say you had 20 so. Let's say you had this mikveh 20 so, this mikveh 20 so, and it was separate. They were not intermingled. And then in this mikveh fell in gimulugin. In this mikveh fell in gimulugin. And then he was ma'ariv the two mikvois. In other words, there was wall between the two. Then he took away the wall and they started to overflow each other. So then it is possible. So both mikvois are possible. Both mikvois are possible, according to Tanakam. This mikvah is possible and this mikvah is possible. This mikvah is possible because while before they were intermingled, the two mikvois, you had one mikvah here and you had one mikvah here, and there was wall between. So then gimulugin fell into this mikvah, so this mikvah became. This mikveh became possible. And this mikveh not as yet. But then he took away the wall, and they intermingled to each other. Started water from here, started to overflow here, and Al-Gabov, and water from here started to overflow here, Al-Gabov. So then it became the moment. So you ask, Bishlei me this mikveh, you understand? It's possible. Because he sneak, because he sneak al Hashem psu, because while there was a wall between the two, and it was two separate mikvois, so Gimel Lugim fell into it. Let's say there was 20 so on, 20 so here, 20 so here, and there was a wall in between. So then Gimel Lugim fell into this mikveh. So this mikveh became possible. Became possible. It couldn't even become kosher by rainwater falling in another chofso, because it became possible. While it only had 20 so, less than a so, Gimel Lugim fell into it. So this mele, even after he tears down the wall and he intermingles the two mikvahs, when it's off al gabov, it remains possible. It remains possible. Because nikal in shimsu. But why is this mikveh possible? This mikveh, no Gimel Lugim fell into this mikveh, only into this mikveh. The answer is, according to Nekame, and this is what the Ran in Chum and the Rif mentions the name of the Ramban. You know, there is in Kolaboso, the Daf Kufches, the Gemara discusses the concept of Tichanasis Neveir. What does it mean, Tichanasis Neveir? So the Gemara discusses it regarding Boso Becholov. Gab Boso Becholov. So, Boso Becholov, according to all Rishenim, there is a din of Tichanasis Neveir. That means, if, let's say, you have a Tichas Boso being cooked in a pot, then a X number of drops of Cholov, of milk, fall into the Tichas Boso. And if the volume, the size of the Tichas Boso does not have Shishim, negates the volume of the drops of milk. In other words, let's say, suppose you have a chtichas boso that has the size of 9 gzeis, then a volume of a kazais of cholov is spilled on top of the 9 gzeisim chtichas boso. So no shishim means 60 times. And here you have only nine times. So in Melee, if there is no shishim, that means that the Chazayis Cholov gave a tam of Cholov in the Boso. So it becomes a Chefzor Boso B'Cholov. That's the definition of Boso B'Cholov. What does Boso B'Cholov mean? Boso B'Cholov means that the Cholov gave a tam Cholov in the Boso, or vice versa. The Boso gave a tam Boso in the Cholov. In this case, so we had a chaticha of boso that had a size of 9 gzeisim, and then a kazayis of cholov was spilled into it, so it gave it tam cholov in the boso. So if we say chaticha nasis nivele, so then we say that not only the cholov is a chafsofisa, the whole 10 kazayis Chatiche of Bosar and Cholov is a Hefzavisa. So Mimele we say, Efshali Seichti also. Efshali Seichti means, let's say, suppose you had a Chatiche of Bosar of 9 gzeis, and then a Kazayis Cholov was spilled on top of that Chatiche. So the whole Chatiche became a Hefzavisa. Whole Chatiche. Not only the cholov, the thing that asadet is osa, even the boso is osa, because that's the pshat in boso becholov. The boso by itself was eta, the cholov by itself was also eta. You're allowed to eat meat, you're allowed to eat cholov, but when the two are synthesized together, so that the one gives it tam, in the other, the cholov gives it tam in the boso, or vice versa, the boso and tam cholov, then it becomes an entity of boso becholov, and everything becomes osa. Not only the cholov molecules are osa, all the boso molecules are also osa. Mimele, the Gemara says, suppose after this happened in one pot, so you have what? You have a chtichas boso with a volume of 10 gzeisim. 9 gzeisim of consisting of the boso molecules and one kazayis of cholov consisting of the cholov molecules. Together, it's 10 days in Chatira. You take it out from this part, and then you put it in another part, that has a number of other Chatiras of Bosa. Now, and together with the other Chatiras, so they are, so together with the other Chatiras, they are 60 Gzeisim of Bosa. Plus, the Kazayis Cholov that was spilled on the original Chatir. Let's say we call the original Chatir as Boso, Chatir A. And then, so Chatir A absorbed Chatir A, which consists of nine Gzeisim Boso, absorbed one Kazayis of Cholov. So in total, it's a 10 Gzeisim Chatir. Then you took it out on this part and you put it in another part that had a number of other Chatiras of Boso. So in total, you have 61 Gzeisim. And the 61 Gzeisim, so 60 Gzeisim consist of Boso, and one Kazayis consists of the Kazayis of Cholo that originally fell and Chatiche. So if we say that Chatiche nasen mele, som mele, we would say Efshali Sechtei is muta. So then we should say, since the only thing, if we assume that Chatiche nasen mele, then we'd be saying, even though Bosa by itself is us, Cholo by itself is us. But the Torah says, if the cholov gives the tam cholov in the boso, then the cholov, the eisir, is a chefza visa. But the boso is not a chefza visa. Only the molecules of boso, the molecules of cholov are a chefza visa. But the molecules of boso are not a chefza visa. But you can't eat it. Because in the mitzias, when you eat, you can't say, well, I'm going to eat a boso. But you, in every molecule of boso is united with the molecule of cholov, and cholov is a chefza visa. But suppose you take this 10 kazeisim chatiche and you put it in another part with 10 other chatiches, and together you have 60 gzeisim of boso neged the kazayis of cholov, so then we say it's boto b'shishim. No more. Isn't there a smell of gas here? No. Okay. So then it should be muter, because there is no, if somebody will taste after this chatiche is put with 10 other chatiches, and together there is 60 gzeisim of boso, and only one kazayis of cholov, so the kazayis of cholov does not give it tam in the whole gdeire, some melech, you don't have the chefze of boso of cholov, so you should be allowed to eat the boso of the other gdeire, of the second part. That would be efshali seichte muta. That would be efshali seichte muta. So if we said that chtichoin asin nevelo, then we would be assuming that when the Torah asad boso b'cholov, the Torah only declared the molecules of the cholov as a chefza visa, but not the molecules of boso as a chefza visa. So if you squeeze out that kazayis of cholov from the one chatiche, and you distribute it among all the chatiches, so then in each chatiche there is a minimum of cholov, so little that it couldn't give a tam of cholov in the boso. So then the all the boso in the second chatiche should become muta. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in chatiche nasis nevele, and actually sechti is osa. What does that mean? That means that if we say that the Yisra of Bosa B'cholov implies not just that if the cholov gives it time, cholov in the bosa, so it becomes osa to eat and to have anoye from the new entity, because when you eat the dead chatiche, you necessarily eat the molecules of cholov. No, once the molecules of cholov united with the molecules of bosa in such a way that the cholov gave it time, cholov in the bosa, so then there is a change in the molecules of Boso, and the molecules of Boso become a Hefzer of Isa as much as the molecules of Cholov. That's the pshat in Chetich Nasas Nevele. So Mele, if the molecules of Boso also become a Hefzer of Isa, so what avail is the fact that it takes out that Chetich A that consists of 10 Gzeisim, 9 Zeisim Boso and 1 Kazayis Cholov, and he puts it in the pot number B, and there together with a number of other Chatiches, and then it's that the Kazayis Cholov that originally was absorbed by Chatich A is squeezed out from Chatich A and is distributed in all the Chatiches, so that in the end, after it cooked in pad B, so in each chatiche there is only a minimum of cholov, so that if somebody would taste the chatiche, he wouldn't feel it am cholov. It's still osa, because true, he wouldn't feel it am cholov, but he would feel it am boso. The molecules of boso are just as much a chefzer viser as the molecules of cholov. If we say and mele actually is also, so in order to be allowed, so then all the chatiches boso in the second part would become osa, unless the second part would have so many chatiches that it would have 60 times 10 days. Now, how many Gzeisim would be 60 times 10 Gzeisim? So 10 times 10 is 100. And 6 times, so 600 Gzeisim. So then it will be muta. Because true, the Tachtichanas is Nevele, and actually Sichti is Osa. So the whole 10 Chatiche is a Chefs of Isa. But there is 600 Gzeisim. So Nevele, so the whole Chatiche becomes bottle. But if you have just 60 Gzeisim in part number two, not 600 Gzeisim, then all the Chatiches in part number B become Osa. And we pass a machlikes tanoim, dafkuf chesenchum, and we pass like the Tane, that Chatichanas is Nevele, and actually Seichte is Osa. Then there is a machlikes reshenim between Rabbi Ephraim, or Chachmei Sfard and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Rabbi Ephraim and Chachmei Sfard say that the halacha of Chatichanas is Nevele, Nefshel Yisirti, Osea, is limited only to Boso B'cholov. Because Boso B'cholov, the Boso by itself is Het. The Cholov by itself was Het. But as the Gzeros HaKosuv, once you combine Boso with Cholov, into the extent of the cholov giving itam cholov in the boso, or vice versa, the boso giving itam boso in the cholov, then it becomes the new entity becomes a chefzer visa. So mele in that new entity of boso becholov, so not only the molecules of cholov are a chefzer visa, the molecules of boso are just as much a chefzer visa as the molecules of cholov. In case, suppose you have a boso heta being cooked in a pot, and then chilev, liquid chilev, is spilled in on the pot, on the chatiche. So then the chilev is something that was originally isa. So then the Chachmei Ashkenaz say, Chachmei Sfard say, Rabbi Ephraim says, then we don't say Chatichanas is Nevele. So then, because Chilev is Osa, Boso, the Torah didn't ask a Boso. Here, the Torah didn't tasa bosor by itself and didn't tasa cholo by itself. But the combination, the synthesis, the Torah asas. So, mele, we say, chtir nasas nevele, that once there is a synthesis of bosor and cholo, so everything becomes a chetzo visa. Not only the molecules of cholof is a chefse visa, the molecules of bosor also chefse visa. Mashein kein achilef is spilled upon an echtichas bosor heter, bosor shruto, I mean, kosh ksheon, and so on. So then, what is isa? Achilef is isa. So, mimele, let's say, a kazayis of bosor heter, that has a size of 9 zeisim, absorb the kazayis of chilef. Mimele, if somebody were to taste that kazayis of bosor, he would feel it am chilef. So mimele is not allowed to eat that kazayis bosor, not because the molecules of bosor become a chefshav visa. The molecules of bosor, Rabbi Nefraim says, don't become a chefshav bosor. But you're not allowed to eat it because you can't eat that chetichas bosor and just eat, swallow the molecules of the chilef, you'll necessarily swallow the molecules of bosor also. It's not allowed to eat it. But essentially, what is a chefzer visa? The molecules of chilef. The molecules of bosor are not a chefzer visa. Mimela Rabbi Nefraim says, suppose after this chetichas bosor of 9 zeisim had absorbed a kazayis of chilef, you take out this chetichas, this 10 zeisim chetichas, which has 9 zeisim heter and 1 kazayis chilef visa, and you put it in another gdeira with adachtiches boso, and in that adachtiera you have 60 zeisim of boso hota, neget 1 kazayis of chilef, then it becomes bottled bisamach alef, and you're allowed to eat the boso from the adachtiche, because only in respect to bosor becholov, where the bosor by itself is heta and the cholov by itself is heta, but the combination becomes a chefzer visa. We say chtichanas is nevele, and actually say chtei is osa. But chilev nevele, all the isurim. So we have one chefzer that is heta, one chefzer that is isa. So mele tam kikar is draise. But what it means tam kikar draise? You cannot eat the kazayis bosor that has that absorb the kazayis chilev, because the chilev gives it tam in that chatiche. So when you eat it, you are either anisa deraise because you ate chilev. So the avera consists in swallowing and eating the molecules of chilev, not in eating the molecules of bosor. The molecules of bosor remain heter. So mele, if you take out this chatiche that has a kazayis of chilef and you put it in another pot with 10 other chatiches, and the other pot has 60 zeisim of bosor neged that 1 kazayis of chilef, so that in the other pot that kazayis of chilef becomes squeezed out and becomes distributed among the rest of the deire, and each piece of meat, if you eat it, you will not feel a time of chilev anymore, each piece of meat. So mele, actually, so chtiche, we don't say chtiche nasis nevele, so the heretofore heta does not become a chefzer visa. So mele, if you squeeze out the original isa and you redistribute them evenly or not evenly, in such a way that in each piece there will be at least 60 parts of heter neged the chilev, so it becomes potl b'shishim b'samach alef. So that's a machlekes between Rabbi Ephraim and the Chachmei Ashkenaz tesis, whether the din of tichanas is nevele and actually seichtei is limited only to bosor becholof, or it applies to all isur.
Will there be enough gamin al-gabi onshin also? How many, if you eat 10 zeisim or 1
course, desayim? If we say chtichanas is nevele, so mele, the whole chaticha of bosor, the whole chaticha of bosor, so becomes a chefzer visa, so even the heretofore molecules of Bosar Heter become molecules of Visa. So everything is considered like Chilev. Even the molecules of the Bosar are considered like molecules of Chilev. So if you eat it, so then it will be Chayv Malkis. And it will be Chayv Kores too. If Antam Kiker, there is a Chiyuv of Kores. It's another child, but it's Tam Kiker. So the Ran in Chum, Daf Kufres, very long Ran.
Will you be Chayv 10 Malkis for each Kezayis?
There's something else. There's like somebody who eats 10 Gzeisim of Chilev. So the Mishnah in Makkah says, if they eat in Kippan and being Masre for each Kazayis, so it's higher for each Kazayis. If they are giving him only one Asroi, it's higher for only one Malkis. That's it.
But if we assume that Ein Chatich Anas is...
It's like eating 10 Gzeisim Chilev, pure Chilev. So what would be the loche? Pure chilev. This is not pure chilev. This is chilev that is mixed with basar. But say tamki kikar, so it's like pure chilev. So if one eats a big portion of chilev, 10 gzeisim, so the Mishnah Makkah says, if they eat him a masrim separately, and each kazayis is chayev the malchis. If they didn't mention only one asroi, is chayev only one malchis. But it's definitely 10 mais averes, malchis, so requires asroi. So the Ran in Chum mentions in the name of the Ramban that this machlech is not or. Avo mikve shein be aboim so, vinoflu be shlishalubi, vinechlak, lishnaim pos, vishniko shim su. Rebbe Yude is Marsh. In other words, Rebbe Yude is Chilek and the whole concept, Nichol of Shem Psu. Rebbe Yude says, true, that the mikveh did not have Aboim So. And then, this is the mikveh. It didn't 20 So. And it had, there was another mikveh of 20 So. And then, Gimulugin fell into this mikveh, not into this mikveh. And when the Gimulugin fell into the mikveh, there was a wall separate. So maybe this became possible. And this not. This was a potentially, at that moment, that was a potentially good mikveh. Of course, it could be taken because it only had chafsa. But potentially, it was a good mikveh in case rain will drop in and be mashmet to. So, originally, this became possible. This is not possible. But then he took away the wall and he manipulated that it should be intermingled. Intermingled. And when it's intermingled, some melee, the Gimulugim Maim Shuvim were also intermingled. So then, if you were to count up in this mikveh, after he removed the wall, and after he was married the two mikveis, how many lugin maim shuvim are there in each mikveh? So yesh biles, and since there's an intermingling, so at the end you'll probably find only a lug and a half here and a lug and a half here. So this mikveh is possible because nikal ef shem psu. But why does Tanakama say this mikveh is also possible? At the original moment, it's only this mikveh came possible because the Gimulogon fell into here. They didn't fall into here. So why does the Tanakama say that this mikveh is also possible? The answer is because, so the Ramban says, because Tanakama holds like the Tane in Chum that true that when the chofso of mikshomim in this mikveh was kosher, when it was potentially kosher to become a full mikveh, if another chofso of mikshomim will fall. But then, when gimulugim maim shuvim fell in, so that's itaruves. So then, Tanekame holds like the Tane in Chum the tichanas is nevela gabi yisurin. So here he holds gabi mikvoyis also tichanas is nevela that gimel sins gimel lugim is possible in mikve. So it's not only you cannot be table in that mikve that has gimel lugim, because when you are table in the mikve that has gimel lugim I'm shuvim, you are also table in the gimel lugim. So mele the tefillah is not a good tefillah. No, that contaminates every drop of the mikveh with that is intermingled to the gimel lugim ayin shuv. In other words, just as the Tanya says there, the tchtichanas is nevela by yisurim. So once the molecules of bosa become intermingled with the molecules of cholof, and according to many rishonim, once the molecules of bosa heter become intermingled with the molecules of chelev, so then the heretofore molecules of bosor or of bosor heter become a chefzer of iser. So Tanakame says he applies the same lomdes, the same concept to mikvahs. The loch is that gimel lugim pasal the mikveh. So it's not only the mikveh is pasal, you cannot be table in it, because as long as there is gimel lugim, because when he's table in the mikveh that has gimel lugim ayin shuvim, he's not only table in the mikveh of mem soinim shuvim, but he's also table in the shuvim, the gimel lugim shuvim, and memele the tefillah is possible. No, the moment the gimel lugim dropped in and intermingled with the ayin shuvim, the mikshomim, so every drop of the here to form mikshomim became a chetzef shov. So Mimele, that's why Tanakame says, and then you are married. So a lugin, so then if you're married, so that means you have that every drop is a shuvim now. Just as over there, the Tanoim say, Chtichanas is Nevele, the moment the molecules of cholov are intermingled with the molecules of bosor, so that the heretofore molecules of bosor becomes a chetz of bosor cholov as much as the heretofore molecules of cholov. And if we apply that to shor yisurin, according to Chachmei Ashkenaz, so then the molecules, once the molecules of chelev are intermingled with the molecules of bosor, or it might be carrots, it might be applesauce, it might be anything, any dvaretta. So then the molecules of the carrots or of the applesauce become a chefze of chelev. So here too, Tanakame says, once the gimel lugim are nisarev with the mikshomim, so every drop of mikshomim becomes a chefze of shov. Chefze of shov. That's of course when you marry them, you tear down the wall. So then you have a gimel lugim shuvim, because every drop is shov. That's why Tanakame says that avol mikveh shein be'arboim sov v'nofel b'shlosha lugim v'nechlak v'shnayim posel mipnei shenikol afshim psu. So we have the kasha b'shlosha with this mikveh, understand? But it's nikol afshim psu. But this mikveh is never nikol afshim psu. No, because when it's nikol afshim psu in this mikveh, so it's not only shim psu was chal and the gimel lugim and the drops of the gimel lugim. It the shim psu was chal on every drop of the here to form mikshom. Everything became shov. So maybe if everything became shov and then it was intermingled, so every drop of water here became shov. Every drop is shov. So that's why it's possible. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Shoy Rabbi Yeshua Imeir. So the Ramban says, Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Shite of the Tanya in Chum that Einch Tichanas is Nevela. So Einch Tichanas is Nevela. So that means when a Kazayis Chelef is absorbed by Nam Gzeisim Heter, so then you're not allowed to eat the 9 Gzeisim Chaticha of Heter, because you can, when you eat the 9 Gzeisim Heter, you must eat the Kazayis of Chelef. That's why it's also, but suppose you'll squeeze out, you'll take that Chaticha of heter that absorbed ikazayis of chilef, and you'll put it in another pot with other chatiches, and then you'll squeeze out the kazayis chilef, and you'll make a redistribution so that in the second pot there'll be only minimum of chilef in each unit of bosor or applesauce, or so then everything becomes muter, because only the original isa remains osa. So Rabbi Yeshua agrees with that taneh ligabi mikvois, and he says the same thing is here. When Gimulugim dropped into this mikveh that had chofso originally, it didn't contaminate the mikshomim. The mikshomim remained heter. It remained kosher, but he couldn't be tevel net, because he cannot be tevel just in the mikshomim and not be immersed in the drops of gimelukim. Alpidin is an impossibility, because when somebody is tevel in the water of the mikveh, he's tevel in every drop. Even it's a big mikveh, and he's tevel in one little corner. So Alpidin is considered that he was tevel even the water in the other car. Even if it is a mile wide and a mile long, I mean, so it doesn't make any difference. Alpidin is considered that he is being immersed in every drop. So Mimele, according to Tanekame, the Gimulugim contaminate all the heretofore drops of Mikshom, so everything is shov. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't contaminate the Mikshom. The Mikshom remain kosher, but you cannot be tevel it. You cannot be tevel just in the heretofore drops of Mikshom without immersing yourself in the heretofore drops of Mayim Shuvim. But suppose you take out the Mayim Shuvim. So in this case, you had here, at first, you had here Gimul Lugi Mayim Shuvim. So only that is possible. But the Mikshom Ma'akosha, but Bimtzias, it's impossible to be Tevel in just in the Mikshomim drops and not be immerse yourself in the Mayim Shuvim drops. But when you intermingle them and you combine the two Mikvois, so then in each mikveh there is less than Gimulugim Mayim Shuvim. So then in each mikveh there is just a lug and a half Mayim Shuvim. In this mikveh there is only a lug and a half Mayim Shuvim, and in this mikveh there is only a lug and a half Mayim Shuvim. So Rabbi Yeshua says you can be tevel in either mikveh, because the heretofore mikshomim remain kosher. It's only the Mayim Shuvim that are possible. So, but when you ma'ariv the two mikvahs, so then in each mikveh you have only Gimulugim, so mele it's not possible. Shehoya Rabbi Sheimea kol mikveh sheim bei avoyim so v'nofu leishlei shalugim v'choser, and then after that one kurtef was taken out, some mele of the water in total, but it doesn't matter because there is even distribution. Some mele, if originally there was just gimulugim mitzomim, the moment you take out a small quantity of water, no matter how small it is, so that small, that quartet of water has at least a drop of the Mayim Shuvim. So mele, how much Mayim Shuvim is left? Not Gimulugim, but Gimulugim minus something. So mele is not possible anymore. But according to Nekame, the Gimulugim contaminate all the other drops also. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't agree with the concept of Tichanasis Nevele. So mele doesn't contaminate the Mikshomim. But as long as there is Mikshomim, as long as there is Gimulugim, it cannot be Tevel. Just as in the case where a chaticha of heter, of nine zeisim, absorb longer zeis of cheder, you cannot eat it, because you can't eat just the bosom, not a chelev. But the moment you cook them in another pot, and you squeeze out from each chaticha, if it use, you reduce the chelev in each unit, chaticha, to a minimum less than is required to give a tam of cholov, a tam of isa, so maybe tam miuta here too. So here it's also you are seichit when you are me'arev, you intermingle the two mikveis, you are seichit the gimulugin, and in each mikveh there remains a minimum of gimulugin. What's a minimum gimulugin? Less than gimulugin, a lug and a half. So it's kosher. שוי רבי שאים יקום מיקווה שאים לה במסור בנוף כושר יש לוגים וחוס אפילו קוטף חושר מפני שחוסר לשלוי שלוגים וחכומים אמרים לאילום הוא בפסולי עד שייצא ממנו מלוי ועית. So, even the חכומים, so, the Ramban says the חכומים hold like the תנועים in חול דווקא פחז the תיכן הסנבר. So he applies the same concept לגבי מיקווה. But there is one difference. The Chachomim, even the Chachomim will say that when Gimel Lugin fall into a mikveh, it not only that the mikveh is possible, but it contaminates all the drops of the Mekshomim, but it contaminates all the drops of the Mekshomim only to the extent of the number of Seor that was in the mikveh at that time. In other words, that means like this. Suppose you had 10 somiksham. You had 10 somiksham. In a mikveh, so potentially it's a kosher mikveh. If 30 additional soul will rain in, so it will be kosher. Then gimulugim, while it has only 10 somiksham, gimulugim shuvim falling. So then it contaminates every drop. So, to the extent of the number of soul that was there at the time when Gimel Lugin fell in. If at the time when the Gimel Lugin fell in, there was 10 soul in the mikveh, so then how many? So the mikveh, every drop in the mikveh became contaminated. But there is a limit. It became contaminated pro ratio. In other words, to the extent of ten so, because since at the time when the Gimel Lugin fell in, there was only 10 so mikshamim, so the heretofore 10 so mikshamim became contaminated. But suppose after that it starts raining. And another 60 so of rainwater falls in. So in order to be machshir the mikveh, you only have to pump out 10 so plus. That's all. Let's say, originally it was 10 so. So 10 so became possible. 10 so plus Gimulug is possible. Then it started to rain, and 60 saw of Mekshomim fell in. So in order you can be Machshon Mikveh simply by letting out 10 saw plus, 10 and a half saw, 10 and a fourth saw, 10 and a fifth saw, 10 and a tenth saw. So why? So then you have left in the mikveh, in other words, originally at 10, and then 60 more so mikshamim. So you have 70 so. If you let out 10 so plus, you'll still have left over 60 so. So it's kosher already. But why don't we say that since we apply the concept of tichanas nivele, so when the gimulim fell into this mikveh, it contaminated the whole mikveh. So mele, if the whole mikveh is contaminated, then it starts raining, so the new water that comes in is also contaminated. We don't see it, except in the case of mentioned in the Mishneh of Beir Shumoli Maim Shuvim the Amon Echneses Levi Yitzim Imenu Leilam Vizulei Achi Yischasif Shalom Nishtaya in Olishen Oshlei Shalom. So the Raivet and all the Rishenim say we have two separate halachas in Maim Shuvim. If this Mishneh Aleph says that so the Chachomim they apply the concept of Tichanasus Nevele, but only to the extent of the number of sword that was in the mikveh at the time that the Gimelugin fell in. But we don't say that it contaminates not only the heretofore my Mishamim, but it contaminates, it potentially contaminates all the future Mishamim that fell. That we don't say. Because if we were to say that we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele in such a way that it contaminates not only the X number of what of saw of water of Mishamim that was actually present in the mikveh at the time the Gimelugin fell in, but it contaminates it potentially, contaminates all the future Mishamim that will fall in. That we don't say. Masha'im came in the Mishneh Gimel, so the Mishneh says, Be'ashu Mo. So that means Mishneh Gimel is reference to the case where it's Kuleshov. And then, so Kuleshov, what it means Kuleshov? Kuleshov means Memsoshov, that's what it means Kuleshov. Or Rov, Chofalev Soshov. So Beyashu Mali Maim Shuvim. Suppose you have a Beyah that has 40 so Maim Shuvim. Then there is an Amo that drains it, and the Amo brings in Mikshom. So, Leilomu Pisulei, Ashi is Chasif Shalin Ishtayam and Arashenim Shle Shalomit. So the Ravit has the Kashe. Why does the Mishneh say, Ashi is Chasif Shalin Ishtayam and Arashenim Shle Shalomit? Let it say, Beyashum Malimayim Shuvim, 40 saw, and then. And for this Omaim Shuvim, so Mimele, if he will make Shomim of 50 sok, will rain in, so then it should become Kosh. Isham Kosha, because it only passes to the extent of the number of sok that was present in the Beir at the time the. At the time when the Shuvim fell in, and it was exclusively of Shuvim. So that should be possible. So that, and here the Mishneh says, no, inasmuch as all the workmen saw was Shov originally, or Rov, let's say more than Chof saw, so then there is an extra Chumre that we have to, he has to fill it up with new Mikshomim, so that will be sure that involves a mathematical computation. It's not such a simple computation with the computer, probably it will be easier to figure it out than without the computer. So you have to fill it up with so much water that will be sure that not a drop of the original Mayim Shuvim was left. So there are two situations. One situation that I would say is where you only have to fill it up, we only have to release the miluye veit, the quantity of water that was there when the shuvim came. But if it consisted originally completely of shuvim, then it's not enough to release the 40 of shuvim. But you have to replace it with so much water that in the end there will not even be Gimel Lugin Shuv. There will not even be Gimel Lugin Shuv. So you have to fill it up with so much water that you'll be able to figure out that there is less than Gimel Lugin of the original water. And Louis Reid is not enough. Now let's see.
How do we know in this case?
One second. If you have the Yochan Beyas, so look into the Thousand Soil, he explains it. So he says, Beya, Oshit Ches, Fi Chomer Hochan Mishne Beis, the Hosam Sage, Bishi Yosso Kishiom Rieveid, Midikulam Sherene, Rakshinif Selu, Midinoflis Yehongim Lugim Shuri, Shepsulam Drabon, הרי אפילו נעים משובים פסולים מדרייסה, הרי נסבט לא אפשרים, לא רק הסגי כשיוצא מהפיר, כשיר המים, שנפסולו כמו ישיר את חילוב ואיש צס מהגימורוגין, עוזבו כשרו כולם, ודרבון נתיר לך לעמוד, אבל הוכה שהמים שבבייר, כולי הוי, כולם שבוי, כולם שובים, וכל עליהם מסדרייסה, אף אגב דהשתי שנסעו ונפלו החקשומים, נסגל גל שוב ניס, רק יש לרבון, אף לא אוכל דיני סוג את רייסה, להוכל משארינון גבי יופי יופי, כמו מים שובים הוא יתחיל בבאר, וכמו מים שירים יורד לסייחי, וכמו מים שוב חוזר ושוט ויוצא מהבאר, ולמבושו, אם הוא יחוף סוין שובים, בבאר. In other words, there was only Shov, I mean, not Gimelugin, but it was all Shov. Chof, Soin, Shuvim, Babeya. Ve'amomayim, Shirim, Oyeyut, Soin. Ve'yotzum, Abeya, Chof, Soin. Lo'italinon, Sheima, Chof, Soin, Shuvim, Shiyotzum. El Mashiach, Yisharinon. Dechivim, Prorata, we computed on the basis of the Prorata. El Mashiachinon, Dechivim, Shakshirim, Heima, דרכים שהקשרים הם רק חלק השלישי מהפסולים ובלה בלך יש בלה even distribution לא חמרינו דיבי שלישי מהחוף סוין שיות סוין השובים let's say originally you had 20 so you didn't have any mixture just 20 so and all shubi no not the case in Mishnah Aleph where you had all mixture and then gimulugim falim But you only had shuvim. So suppose you had 10, you had 20 soin shov, that's the whole thing was shov, 20 shov. And then, ba'mayim, ba'amo mayim shirim o yut soin, v'yotsu me'abeya chof soin, so then you have an intermingling of yut soin mikshamin and chof so of shuvim. So whatever is rained out, has to be figured out on a pro rata basis. So in other words, the first intermingling, you have an intermingling between 20 so shuvim and 10 so kshomim. So that means it's the ratio of 2 to 1, I mean, so 2/3. So that means of the first water that is released for the first range, so you have 2/3 is attributed to the shuvim. 2/3 is attributed to the shuvim. So in other words, you had originally 20 so shuvim. 2/3 of 20 is how much? 2/3. 2/3 of 20 is 6.
A little over 6.
A little over 6, whatever. Okay, and then you make another drainage. So again, you know, on that chesed, it's not a simple arithmetical computation. It has to be worked out. It's not simple. So anyway, but you have to compute it so that you'll be sure that on the basis of the prorata computation, so less, in the end, less than Gimel Lugin is left. So by releasing Milui Veid is not enough. If the Aloch of Milui Veid would be enough, all you'd have to do is to release 20 so plus. You wouldn't have to make work so hard. Here you have to work very hard. Many times you have to drain it. Then if you can figure out that you already drained out so much that on the basis of this porata computation, so only less than gimel lugim of the original chofso remained, then it's kosher. So the Ravid says, why do we have two chumres? The answer is the chumre in Mishnah Aleph applies to a case where the water in generally was nishamit, but then gimel lugim fell into it. And the chumre in Mishneh Gimel applies to the case where it was all shov, 20 so, all shov. There was no makeshov. Okay. Now, anyway, this is what the Ramban in Chum says, and the Ramban, and the Ram mentions the Ramban and his chilek and Ramban. But his chilek and Ramban not in the sense that there is a different machleket between Tanekame and Rabbi Yeshua. The Ran is made it to the Ramban, that the machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yeshua is on this question, whether in Mikvois we apply the concept of Tichanasis Nevele and Efshali Seichtei, Tichanasis Nevele and Efshali Seichtei is Osea, Tichanasis Nevele doesn't mention Efshali Seichtei, or not. So Tanekame says that Tanekame agrees with the Tanin Chum that we say Tichanas Nevele by Yisurin, so Mil by Yikvois we also say Tichanas Nevele, and Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Tanin Chum that by Yisurin we don't say Tichanas Nevele, so Mil by Yikvois we don't say Tichanas Nevele either. The Ran is Chilik and Ramban, he says, true that the Machleikes here is whether we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele by Yikvois, but there has nothing to do with the Shaila of Tichanasis Nevele Gabi Yisurim. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we don't say Tichanasis Nevele Gabi Mikvois, he can agree with the Tanoim in Chum that by Yisurim we do say, and vice versa. So the Ran also agrees with the Ramban, except according to Ramban there is an equation between the Machlekes here and the Machlekes in Chum. According to Ran, it's two separate questions. One is not towing the other, but the Ran agrees with the Ramban that the machlekes between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yeshua is in the shaila whether we apply the lombes of Tichanas Nevele Gam Mikvois. Except according to Ramban, is the same shaila, and the one who says Tichanas Nevele Gam Yisurim says we say Tichanas Nevele. The one who says we don't say Gabi Yisurim says we don't say it Gabi Yisurim, and Ran says no. The one who says we do apply Tichanas Nevele Gabi Yisurim might say by Yisurim not, and vice versa. But they both explain, the Ran and the Ramban explain the Machlekes Chachomim and Rabbi Yeshua on the question whether we apply the Lomdes of Tichanas Nevele Ligabi Mikvois or not. So the Chachomim say that the halacha of Gimel Lugim Paslin the Mikveh implies not only that the Mikveh is possible because it has Gimel Lugim, even when you are Seichit, you reduce the Gimel Lugim, and in the end there is no Gimel Lugim, it's still possible because it contaminates all the water in the Mikveh. And Rabbi Shua says it doesn't contaminate. So mainly if you squeeze it out and reduce the gimlugin to a minimum, then it becomes kosher. So even the heretofore mikveh that acquired the shem psul also becomes kosher. Yeah, all right, now let's see the Rav. Rabbi Yisai Meir Yozel Lugum Mechzom and Yisarvu Vayish Kan Gimlugin Mayim Shuvim Shim Pichnas HaMikveh אף על פי חיים שירים שלא יניקח עליהם שם פסול שאם הוא מסיף עם מים שירים בכל אחד איך עוד עשה שם שיר של מיקווה יקלח מן כושר ונלך לך לשניים ויסיף בכל אחד מים שירים עד שיהיה בכל אחד מן שיר מיקווה פוסט כל אחד מן וחוסר אפילו קוטב לרשון אפילו גימו לוגים מים שובים מצומצומים נחסה ממנו אפילו קוטב של מים כושר להיסיף עליו מים ולהשלים לי שם מיקווה שיאפשר שבאיזה קוטב שחוסר לחוסר מעט מנשליש לוגים at least one drop is kosher, so maybe it's kosher already. V'nim sheshloye v'shleisha lugim mayim shuvim kotev is 164th. Chilek misama dalet dilu achit, but not dafke kotev, even less than kotev, because he just mentioned kotev because that was a small measure.
It's machlokes.
What?
It's
but that's the way you pass. I mean, most Rishonim say that. It's not shaykh to say pasken because we don't pasken like I'm sure altogether. So this is the cloud that all the Rishonim mentioned, the Ravid, the Rashbo, the Ro, all the Rishonim, the Ritvo mentioned it. They are two halochas in the Psu of Mayim Shuvim. In other words, of course the Chachomim of Rabbi Yeshua hold that we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevel Gam Mikvois. But to what extent do we apply? So there are two situations. If the bulk of the water was mikshamin, just gimul lugim fell into it, then we apply the concept of tirnas vele to the extent of the quantity of water sharing that was in the mikveh at the time the gimul lugim fell in. But if all the water was originally shov, so then we have to apply the cheshbon that we should be sure that less than gimul lugin of the original shuvim remained, and the other waters are new water. Case at Abir Shabichotzav, Noflushle Shalugin, Leilom, Bisuliachi, Yatsimilui, Vieit, Uyachiyamid, Bichotzara, Boim, so Vitao, Elienim, Inatachtenim. Now let's see the Rav. Shiyamid, suppose you have a mikveh, Nechotzah. And then gimul lugim mayim shuvim falling, so it becomes completely possible. It contaminates everything to the extent of milui veid. It doesn't matter. All right, but we apply the concept of tiras nereila to the extent of milui veid. So mele cannot be tevil. Suppose you want to be machshet. How can you cure that mikveh? So Tanakhama says that you can cure it by setting up another mikveh. Even at the bottom, in other words, this veil that became possible is on top. Let's say it's here. So it becomes possible because of the looking. So if you set up a mikveh at the bottom and you connect the mikveh at the bottom with this mikveh that is possible, so then the mikveh on top, on the upper level, becomes kosher. Why? Because we apply the concept of kudasi. Because we apply the concept of good asik. So, in other words, who says that we apply the concept of good asik? That's in Chagige. So, Reb Meir applies the three mandomas, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and the Chachom. Reb Meir goes so far as to apply not only the concept of good achis, but even the concept of good asik. Reb Yehuda applies the concept of good achis, but he doesn't apply the concept of kudasik. And the Chachomim, they are chilik. They say that we don't even say kudachis. Chibur is only an even level ground. But if it's nislent, so in other words, suppose, according to Rav Meir, so then there is aloha of kudasik. Gedasik, even the Gabi the Rises. Let's say, suppose you have a mikveh of 20 saw. You have a mikveh of 20 saw on top. And then you have a mikveh of mem saw at the bottom. So then, and if they touch each other, the two mikvehs, even it's not the mikveh at the bottom is not destined to go up. The mikveh on the top is destined to go down, but not to go up. On the contrary, that would be against the law of gravity to go up. But there is a loche of chibur, even bikatafres, like a tafres, when it's the form of this land. And even, and we say gudasi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a mikveh of memso on top, and then you have a mikveh of chofso at the bottom, so then we say gudachis, if they touch each other. If there is tefeach latfeachim. But if you have a mikveh of memso at the bottom, and the mikveh of 20 so on top, we don't say that they are mechuber, because we don't say gudasik. Gudasik means pull up, and gudachis means pull down. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say we say gudachis, and we don't say gudasik? Because that which is on the top is, I mean, if there is no ma'akev, of course, if you have a ma'akev, so it's not destined to go down. But if there is no friction, so that which is on top tends, there's the law of gravity, so tends to go down. But we don't say chibur if you have a mikveh on the lower level of memso and the mikveh of 20 so. On the upper level, we don't say chibur because it's not destined, even without friction. So that which is at the bottom does not tend to go up, so we don't say gudasi. And Rav Meir says even gudasi. Rav Yehuda says we say gudachis. And the Chachon Nachelik, loikize veloikize, because in katafras there is no chibur. In other words, in order to have chibur, it must be an even anishberen, an even level ground. But if one is an upper level, one is a lower level, so there is no chibur. Now the question is, here the Mishnah says, Ketzat habeir shebechotzer, v'noflu shleshlugim, la'ilo mul pisuli achi yitzen, v'nu milui ve'eit, oi achi yamid bechotzer abo im so. So let's the Rav, see Rav, she yamid bechotzer abo im so, mikve kosher umatam napos, upeiskon li kosher, in order there should be chibur, so then there will be a shoke, so the heretofore, mikve shuvo, on top will become cured of its psul of show by virtue of the fact that it will be connected with the mikvah baden. In other words, the Tanna of this Mishneh applies the concept of gudasikim, like Rameya. Not only gudachis, but even gudasi. The amrinon gudasik. V'kolshkin ki ima koshalimailo v'apsulimato the amrinon gudachis. Gudachis. So in other words, it's like Rameya. It's like Rameya. So, v'yitaru ha'lieni minatachteini. Now, v'yitaru ha'lieni minatachteini. Now, there's another gears in the more also. There is another Gersa. V'yitaru atachteini min alieni. Not the way it's here. V'yitaru alieni min atachteini. So that means the Nekame here in this Mishnah agrees with the Shita of Rameya. But it's Gersa. V'yitaru atachteini min alieni. V'yitaru alieni min atachteini. In other words, so it's not like Rameya, because that's strange. After all, we don't pass like Rameya. Whether we pass like Rabbi, that's a machlekes shame. But story in the pshat in the Chachom namely loikize veloikize. So why the Chachomim achilik and Rabbi is it because they don't apply the concept of gudachis altogether or for another reason? But gudasik certainly the Chachomim don't agree with the concept of gudasik. Some male dagis of yitaro elieni mesetachtin. Yeah. So, Reb Lezer ben Azariah peisel. Elo so that two yosoyis in that too. Elin kim posak, and there is other girl say elin kim posak. The Rav's girl says elin kim posak. She posku meimov viyotsu mimenu milui veit. Now, if we say, if we are gerais, v'yitaru el yeni min atachtenim. So that means that Nekama applies the concept of good asik. So Rav Lezer Nazar is chilek, is only chilek in the case where the shuvim was on the upper level, and the mikveh kshera that was constructed was on the lower level. But in the case where it's just the reverse, when the shuvim was on the lower level, and the mikveh kshera that is constructed and is made connected with the heretofore mikveh psula is on the upper level, so then Reb Lezer Nazar is not chilek. But if we are geiris v'yitaru elyenim eset tachtenim, so then, and Reb Lezer Nazar is peisul even that means that Reb Lezer Nazar is chilek even on the concept of good achas. Why? Because the chachomim, so that girls will have to agree with the rishonim that when the Chachamim say loyki divizev, loyki divizev, in the sugya and rukige, it's on the basis that the Chachamim reject the concept of gudachas. Now, then we have two yosois. Reb Lezer Nazar pays long years. He is Elohim kim posak. What do you mean Elohim kim posak? She posku name of v'yotzum nenu v'lului reiv kidamo. The Rambam's gear says, the way it appears here, not Elohim kim posak, Elohim kim pokak. Now, how does the Rambam, let's see how the Rambam explains it, Elohim kim pokak. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Mishnah Beis in the Rambam. Milui ve'eid ki in shehoyo boy eschim so. V'chiba aleim shloisha lugim shuvim. Hine yu posa. Va filu chosre v'yoga aleim mayim achirim. In other words, he'll be seichet it. He'll reduce the gimu lugim. Because tzichon as nevele. V'yoga aleim mayim achirim kshirim. Ad sheyeitzi menu eidef al chofso. So, how is the Rambam Geiris? V'yitaru el yenim esa tachtein. Because he says, not also a mikveh, limata memen. So the Rambam is Geiris, v'yitaru el yenim esa tachtein. In other words, Tanekame does not apply the aloche of good asik, because only Rameya holds we don't pass like Rameya. Everybody else is chilik and good asik. But here's the Geiris say of v'yitaru el yenim esa tachtein. So that means that Tanekame advice says it can be cured by constructing a new mikveh kshera on top, on the upper level. So then we'll apply the concept of gudachis. And Reb Lezer ben Azariah is chilek on gudachis also. Reb Lezer ben Azariah einer shezeh abe apostle v'afilo also mikveh l'mayla menu v'inok ve'elof and he made an ekef for shveres aneid, I mean whatever. Shlifi shehuk moishnei mikvoi ze bisadze echot kosher echot posul. Elohim came pokak. What does pokak mean? Elohim came. So the Rav's girl says posak. Most Rishim, we understand posak means you just empty out all the water. So and then you manipulate that it should be filled up by new water. So of course that's a good way of curing. I mean you get rid of the posul mikveh and you manipulate to have a new mikveh. So that doesn't have to be explained. But the Rambam is Gira Salim Kim Pokak. So even Reb Lezer ben Azariah will reject the concept of Gudachis. So you can leave the mikveh in the Be'er intact. But, now let's see. you have here a mikveh de banim, the bear. Here, on the lower left, that's possible, it shows. Then you construct a mikveh here on top. So then, and you connect them. Whatever. So then, according to Mekameh, so the here to fall, mikveh de banim, which was shown, becomes a mission. Fugdachs. Abdazam Azari says, we don't say gdachs. But suppose you want to kasher it. So then, what you have to do is to put like this, he constructed a new mikveh on top. And then, and it wasn't fenced around. So if somebody wanted to go into a mikveh, all he had to do, he could come in through here, he could come in through here, he could come in through here. Suppose he puts up walls around the new mikveh on top. A wall here, a wall here, and a wall here. Without doors, then it's impossible for any person who wants to get into the mikveh to go in. And the only way of coming to the mikveh would be by entering the mikveh in the bayah that is on the lower level, and then go up to the mikveh on top. So if he blocks the new mikveh with walls, so that anybody who wants to enter the mikveh will have to get into the mikveh by entering the lower level mikveh. And then from the lower level mikveh, he'll go up to the upper level mikveh. So then it becomes more mikveh. I mean, so of course, the Rambam doesn't mean that suppose there is no connection between the lower level mikveh and the upper level mikveh, and the waters don't come in contact, but you just block off the mikveh on top, so it will be impossible for any person who wants to be tevel to enter the mikveh except to go into first into the lower level mikveh and then go up. That will become one mikveh. There is no chibur. But it means, of course, there has to be chibur. And the Koran Tanakhami, there is chibur, so we apply the Aloch of Gudachis, the male is considered one mikveh, even without blocking it off. According to the Lazar Mazar, you know, we don't say Gudachis. So even though there is a chibur, so Al-Kedin, there is no chibur in this land. In the Katafras, there is no chibur. But if they do touch each other, the upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh do touch each other, but in addition he blocks off the entry into the upper level mikveh by building up walls without doors, so then the only way to enter the upper level mikveh would by going in first in the lower level mikveh, then he goes up in the upper level mikveh, and the waters of the upper level mikveh and the lower level mikveh touch each other. So then, even Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, who is chelik on the din of gedachis, but in iki, because by katafras there is no chibur. But if they do touch each other, and there is no way of getting into the upper level mikveh except by entering the lower level mikveh and then go up. So mele, it's one mikveh. By katafras there is no chibur. So no chibur means it's two separate mikvahs. But how can you say it's two separate mikvahs when you can't possibly enter the upper level mikveh unless you go through the lower level mikveh? So mele, then even by katafras there is chibur. Now let's see. Say big chiddush. Let's see the lashon of the Rambam. Uchvori datichol shemayim shuvim lipasle mikveh sheyesh bememso bein hamayim asher mikveh asher bememso bein hamayim shebesich habeir v'yoshuv hakel kosher v'Reb Elazar ben Azariah yomer shezeh habeir posel v'afilo osam mikveh lemayla memenu v'nokveil for the nokveil of mean made in ekev. He connected them shveres haneid. Let's say nokveil. The fish hook moishnei mikvois, because since it's in his land, it's not a nimble level ground, so there is no chibur through inekif. Shnei mikvois, the fish hook moishnei mikvois, zebitzad echot kosher, zebitzad ze echot kosher echot posel, Elohim king sogal a mikvelin. If he blocked off the mikvelin, he put up walls, solid walls, without doors, without windows. So then, how can anybody enter the upper level mikveh? It's all blocked. All blocked. But there is one way. He'll enter the lower level mikveh as a door. So he'll enter the lower level mikveh. Then he'll go up the upper level mikveh. And the two waters have a connection with the Shiferes Hanayit. So then, since the only way to enter the upper level mikveh is by using the medium of the lower level mikveh, so then there is chibur and it's considered one mikveh. V'shuk mishne mikveh ze bitzat ze echo kashar poshlam ki sokal ha mikveh elin asher osho b'chosar ha'bayis ad shelo yiga echo deila ha'mayim elu bin ha'beya. The only medium of entering the upper level mikveh is by going through the mikveh in the beya. V'oz yi ha'beya toya. Why? Because the Rambam's gear says Gitawel Yinimesatachtim. So the Tanakame is only applying the Din of Gudachis. And the Rambam paskens the Din of Gudachis. And true, the Rambam paskens the Chachomim and Leiki Divizel, but not on the basis because we don't say Gudachis. Because Zeichlin is not. Is not Me'arev, I mean we haven't reached the Tinyan. Not because that's the Machlokes Rishonim, why is Chachomim Eimer in the price in Chagiga? Loiki Divrisei v'loiki Divrisei. When you have three mikvois, Elyino, Tachteino, and Tzois, so the Chachomim say, Loiki Divrisei v'loiki Divrisei. Some Rishonim explain it, because Chachomim don't apply Gudachis, but the Rambam Shite, Paskins like Rabbi Yude, Imoyo Raglov, Rishin Negis Bamayim, so it's kosher because Gudachis. So why do Chachomim say Loiki Divrisei Loiki Divrisei? Because Zeichlin is not Ma'avi. That's how the Rambam mentions the Din. So that means that Chachomim also agree with the Din of Gudachis. So Mele, the Tanakame Shite is only with Hilchase. And Reblezer ben Azarye, he rejects Gudachis, but we don't pass him like Reblezer ben Azarye. Vein aloche ki Reblezer ben Azarye. Now, let's see that this is Yontif. Vitaro el yenim netachim. Pirish Arav dan vinu midasik. Vichim posak arash. Umdichosu barav shin aloche ki Reblezer ben Azarye. It really took it. The Firk Zayim Mishnevov, Posak the Loiker Abude, is fairly Amon and Gudachis. So, in other words, even if his girls had been Vitao El Yenim Esetachtenim, so it still shouldn't be able to cure it for Gudachis because the Rav Paskins, not like Abude, because Yishite is. The Chachomim may malikit divizeli divizeh because we don't say Gudachis, not like the Rambam because Zeichlin is not Ma'ariv. V'im kein kol shkun di Gudachis le'amun v'iroyisi b'kesef mishne perikei alachavol daik m'rambet ka mishne azlosh nacharas v'likosak bo shafilu elye v'tachtein shmamino delu yisfir alay damun Gudachis. That's very difficult because the Rambam beferish paskin, that kesef mishne is very difficult. Koshali answer for Bushel Mashmaki, or how do you get a king with Rabdo Hayike, may voice for Bushel Bamadin Koshali stamp, Mishna Hesper for Mitarin, Samik voice, Elim Natarte, Valdisil, so there is a Mishne in Perikvov, Mishna Hes, Mitarin, Samik voice, or Elim Natarte. So that means that we even apply with us. Validisil, Uposku, Koraposki, Lulochali. ולוכן נראה לי שאין מדברי הרמב״ם שבחיבור ההכרד הספירה לי לאמרון ודחס וכבור גם הכסף מישנה כוסף שאפשר לדלק למידה כניסוסף ולאי באלים תחת על כוס משני שבחיס חס משמע גם כן גם כן גימו גומס that's the מחלקס und der Preise between mehr Bühne gekommen war mir mal gar nicht schon mehr nach kostet da mal doch schön am einen schon mal wie in other words he doesn't explain kachom mim und loiki divrise für loiki divrise that you cannot be tevel even in them toys why can't you be tevel in them toys so because in schon mal wie wenn wir loschen also mal schmoiz lo ist ja gedacht ist uch uch war da mal kes mich nas mich in kosaf schon as an alternate shot that maybe the Rambam does pass from like that. Und für auch immer an die, der Rambam P.C., die muss nicht in die Woche kemoishi, because the Rambam's girl says, wie Taro Elin, mehr ist er dachte. So that means that the Kami is only dealing with the case where the mikve psulo is at the bottom. So then by constructing a mikve kshero on top, we apply the law of Gedachis. And Rabbi Zana said, ah, yet is Chilik on Gedachis. Ufiyan is a Rambam, but a way time in the Islam, a few of Gedachis. And we can tell, no, that's difficult, this Yomtev. Because according to Rambam's gear says, he had tower, he didn't mess at Tachtenu. So why do we say, why should we say that the Gabi Shuvim, the Rambam applies even the Gedachis? That's difficult in the Yomtev. Und mit der Tafas Rikash für Hod bei ihm was nicht Pirk sein. Im Rirabisch nicht in dem Main, Postel und Rabbis Tio darf schien, der Ostheim nicht in dem Main, und bei ihm ist in Logov, nicht in der Chima, um High Time, mit Postel und Zahorheit. Anyway, but he doesn't mention, he mentions the Mishneh in Pirk Vov, Mishneh Ches, that the Mishnah says Ligabi Shuvim Mitarim Elyenim Minatachtenim. So how can we explain that? So the Rash that the Yomtev doesn't mention it, but the Rav says that Katafras is in a Chibo, and we don't say Gudasik, we don't say Gudachis according to Chachamim, but Ligabi Shuvim that is possible only with the Rabbanon, where it's possible only with Rabbanon. Enoch Name, where it's possible with Reise, according to the Shemin, where it's Ruby Shov, then we don't apply Gudasik. But when the Mishnah in Pirk Vov, Mishnah Ches says, Mitarin, Elyenim, Etachdenim, that we apply even Gudasik, certainly Gudachis has referenced the case where the Psul Shov was in Gimlugim, not in Kulei or in Ruby. So that's only with Rabbanon. Since it's only with Rabbanon, so then the Chachamim will make it that Katafras is also a Chibur. Mimele, we can say it that we that even if he had the Girse, Vitaro Elieni Minatachteinim, so he could still apply Gudasik, even though we don't apply Gudasik in the Raises, only Rameir applies, but if we agree with the Shita of the Rash, that Katafres is not a Chibo in the Raises, let's say you have a Mikve Shleimo and a Mikve Chasero, so then it's a Shalom in the Raises. So if you have a Mikve Shleimo at top or at bottom, and the Mikve Chasero on top or at the bottom, since the Rash holds that the Chachomim of Rabbi Yehuda Achilik and Gudachis altogether, so you cannot be machshir the mikveh chasero by virtue of Gudasik or Gudachis. But if you have a mikveh shuvo of gimulugim, not of memso or of chafalefso, where it's only psul de rabbonon, so then ligabe psul de rabbonon, so katafras is a chibo. So maybe we say Gudachis and we say Gudasik. But so this is what it is Yontef meant, and he said that according to the Rambam it can even be Vitaro Elieni Minatachtein, but the fact is that the Rambam Pirush HaMishne emphasizes that it's only Yitaro Elieni Esatachtein, not Yitaro Elieni Minatachtein. But in the Rash it is true that the Rash holds that the Aloch is like Tanekame, and his Gere is Vitaro Elienin Minatachtenin, on the basis of Gudasik, but Rameyer is the only one who says Gudasik. Rameyer is the only one who says Gudasik, Ligabi the Raises, but Ligabi Shuvim, where the Shov is only Midarabonon. So then we say Gudasi keep him according to the Rachachomim. And Rabbi Zabon Azariah, he holds the even Ligabi Psul, the Rabbonim of Shov, we still don't say Gudasik, and we still don't say Gudachis. That's the Rashi. All right, now, Elohim came, Pokak. Beya Shulmoli Maim Shuvi, the Amon Echneses Levi Yeitze Nimenu Lei, the Yeitze Menu Lei Lomu Visule, Ashi Yishashif, Shalinishtaya min orishenim shlei shalugim. So that's the two halachas in curing maim shuvim. If it is a case where it was natural but just it became possible because of gimulugim, so then it can be cured by releasing milui veit. Mashen kein, if it was completely shalv, so then it cannot become cured by releasing milui veit. Then you have to drain it out so many times until you'll be sure that in the final mikveh, so it consists of new water, not of the heretofore water, and of the heretofore water, less than gimul logim remained. But until then, it cannot be cured. But in the case where it was generally of mikshamim, but just it became possible by gimul logim maim shuvim falling in, then it can be cured without the drainage process, just by releasing milui veit. Shnayim shematil mikve zelu gumechzo vizelu gumechzo. Hasichet is ksusei umatum kimisarbe v'amarom natsirzu umatum kimisarbe rabakive machshe v'chachomim peisle. So rabakive is a maker, and rabakive says that the psul of gimulugim, in view of the fact it's psul mirabonon, so it only applies to the case where it's mikli echod mimokim echod. But if you dump gimulugin from two kelim, then there is no psul of gimulug. That's Rabakide. The Chachomim paste. And the Chachomim hold that even from three kelim it's mitzvah, but from four kelim not. And then there is Itane, who is Machmir, who holds that the psul of gimulugin applies even from 4 kelim, from 5 kelim, from 10 kelim. Now we pass like the Chachomim, that's the sheet of the Chachomim here, that the psul of gimulugim applies to